Okay, we're on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, I believe. I think we're up to the Mishnah Bein Chenir Ba'ol Bein Chalanir Ba'ol Machal Lava Es Hashabbos. Last Mishnah we spoke about is Al Shisha Chadashim Machal Es Hashabbos. Al Shnei Chadashim, sorry, Machal Es Hashabbos Al Nisan Nisan and on Tishrei. We're going to ask the question. So, what do you mean? But we speak about the fact that Al Shisha Chadashim Shluchim Yaitzim and all six Al Shisha Chadashim they go out by Erev. But the only ones that you're really going to have to be Machal Shabbos for is going to be on Nisan and Tishrei. But in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Machal on all of them because of the Takanas HaKarbon. Now we're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph from the middle of Chaf Aleph from the Beis. The Mishnah says, "Bein Shneir Ba'Olal." Whether it was seen clear in the clear blue sky, or it wasn't seen that way, you're going to mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi says, if it was seen in the clear sky, then you're not going to mechal Shabbos because the idea of mechal Shabbos is you have to come from far. If it was seen in the clear, in the middle of the sky, so then there's no reason to mechal Shabbos because probably someone closer by saw it. And they'll testify, so no need for you to be Mechal Shabbos to testify. Ma'isi Sharvu Alav Yoiser Mi Arboim Zug. There's a story that more than 40 pairs of witnesses were traveling. The Ikvar of Akiva Lug, and after a while, Akiva just said, okay, it's enough. They stopped them in Lud. Shalch Rabbi Gamliel of Gnila sent a message to Rabbi Akiva. You can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
Sorry, should I start again?
I hear you, Rosh Hashiva.
I hear you as well.
Okay. So I'll start quickly from the beginning. Ben Shneir Ba'al, Ben Shlomo Ba'al, Mechal Lav Es Hashabbos. You should Mechal Shabbos to go to Beis Din. Rabbi Yosi, I mean, if Shneir Ba'al, Ein Mechal Lav Es Hashabbos. Rabbi Yosi says, if you can see it in the, if the moon is very clear in the open, so you're not Mechal Shabbos because someone close. Yeah.
Can you move your finger from the mic? We cannot hear.
Sorry. Now you hear me?
Very, very low. Yoni, can you hear?
Yeah, we could.
I hear perfectly.
Is it me or is everybody can hear?
100% you.
It's you, my friend.
Okay, I'm going to go out and come back in. Sorry.
No problem. Okay, Maisa Shehayo, the Avru Yosemi Arbaim Zuz, the Ikra Vakiv Balud. There's a story that more than 40 pairs of witnesses passed. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud. Shalch Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to stop the masses, Nimtzimachshin Lasid Lava, because maybe this month we'll have 40 witnesses. Next month, if you stop them, we'll have zero. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mai Mashma Dahai Olil Lishna Demiglihu. Where do we see that the word Olil is a language of being out in the open, to being Migala, being revealed? Amar Vavo, Amar Kra, says in the Pasuk. Imros Hashem Amaris Tahiris. The words of Hashem, the psukim of Hashem, are pure. Kesef Tzarif Be'olil La'aretz Mezukok Shivasayim. There, that's the pasuk of Be'ol, which says that it's in the clear. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Nun Sharibino Nivru Be'olam Chulam Nitlo Moshe Chaser Echad. One is of the opinion that there was 50 gates of wisdom that were created. All of them were given to Moshe except for one. Shenemar, v'chtachzereu ma'at me'elokim. That Moshe Rabbeinu was just a little bit below HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel. Yeah. That's another pasuk in Tehillim over there. Bikesh kaheles limtzo divrei chefetz. Bikesh kaheles lios kemoshe. That Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe. Yotza Baskel v'Amarloi v'Kosov Yosher Divrei Emes. Yosher Divrei Emes is the same pasuk over there in Bikesh Kaelus Limtza Divrei Chefetz. And what is that? What's the idea? Lakam b'Yisrael, Lakam Navi Oid b'Yisrael k'Moshe. So Shlomo HaMelech tried to be like Moshe. He wasn't exactly like Moshe. Where do we find? There's actually the Arizal says that Shlomo HaMelech was a Gilgal of the neshama, or a tikkun of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was saved by Bas Paro. Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro. We're not going to go into all of that right now. Chad Omer, B'neviim lo ikam, and one is of the opinion that amongst prophets there was no one like Moshe. Avol b'malachim kam. And who is that Shlomo? And he was like Moshe. Elamani makayim bikesh Kohelis limto divrei chefet. So what was Kohelis searching for that he didn't manage to get? Bikesh Kohelis ladun dinim shebelev. Shaloi be'edim. V'shaloi be'asro. Kohelis wanted to don people based on just their thoughts without edim and asro. Yatzabaskol v'amraloi. V'kosov yoyisher divrei emes al pishnayim edim. Divrei emes al pishnayim edim yakum davar. That it has to be dafka based on what a person actually did and through the edim. Now we continue. Ma'aseh shavu yosem abam zog v'ikum Rabbi Akiva. So it would appear from this Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva was actually the one that did this incident of stopping the edim there. However, the Braisa tells us Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda chas v'shalom Rabbi Akiva ikon chas v'shalom to say this was actually Rabbi Akiva. Ella shazafar rosh shel Geder Ikvan, whoever Shazafar is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right, but that's the person who is Ma'akev them. And I guess that Rabbi Kiva is the person who could have affected Shazafar. And Rabbi Kiva, I was wondering, you know, if that's where Rabbi Kiva lived in Lod, but Akoponim, and being there, Rabbi Kiva did not intervene with Shazafar, so it was actually blamed on him. We know similar stories in Chazal where if someone could have intervened and didn't, so then it gets called on their name. So to over here, it wasn't really Rabbi Akiva, but that was the point. And this person, Shazafar, Rabbi Gamliel, was Hoiridu Migdula, so he took him out of his position of power. Abu Bnoi Shiraz HaChodesh. You have a father and a son that they saw the new moon. Yelchu, they can go to courts. Not because we anticipate that the two of them are going to testify together. Rather, if one of them becomes puzzle, that Echad probably would be the father because he would go first. Then the other witness will be able to be mitzvah with someone else. Rabbi Shimon's opinion, no, you actually can have his father and son testify together. And all Kroivim are going to be Kosher Medes HaKodesh. I'm Rabbi Yossi Maisi B'tuvi Aroife. Shiroz HaKodesh B'Yushalayim. He is a famous doctor. Who B'noi V'Avdor Meshuchror. Why did he free a slave? I don't know. Maybe he need him for a minion. The Kiblu HaKoyinim Oysoi V'Ez B'noi. So the Koyinim were like in the first wave. And the Koyinim, they didn't really have the jurisdiction to paskin. But they said, listen, as far as we're concerned, you and your son can testify. Apostle is Avodai. But your freed slave is not going to be able to be included. But when in fact they came to the Bezdin that does as the jurisdiction, they're makabel him and his slave. After all, he's a freed slave. He is going to be kosher for testifying. Amar Rav Levi, my time with Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon said that they're so he says, it says to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron were in fact brothers. Edis Zutek Shura Bachem. It'll be kosher with two brothers. That's why Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Rabbanon, how did the Rabbanon answer that? What do they do with this pasuk that says that it's talking to Moshe and Aaron? Edis Zutehi Masura Lachem. It doesn't mean that they're going to testify, but it's going to be Masura to them, and they are the Gedolim. They are the Rabbanim. Rashi says, Chashuve Hadarani Meiser. They're in charge of Edis HaChodesh, the Bezdin Sanhedrin HaGadol, and what like. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily, according to the Rabbanon, mean that they can testify, but rather they're in control of the court case. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ma'aseh B'tuvi Aroifi. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava Hilchasak Reb Shimon. The halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon said that the Koyvim are Kamal Lirav Huna, Lirav Chanan Bar Rava, Rav Yosi Umaisa, that Amit Hilchasak Reb Shimon. You have the Amar Rabbi Yosi Ma'aseh B'tuvi Aroifi. And we see clearly in the Ma'aseh B'tuvi Aroifi that the Mekabel, Oysev es Avdoi, Apostle es Benoi. So you see that the brothers are not, father and son are not kosher because you got a Ma'aseh going on over here. So how could you say Aloch is like Reb Shimon? Amar Loi, he responded back, Vazimnin Sagin Amrit Kamei Derav Hilchus Reb Shimon, Velo Amri Li Velo Midi. What do you mean? There's lots of times that we said Aloch is like Reb Shimon. And you didn't say anything. You didn't in any way protest. So what do I see? I appear that it looks like Rav Shimon. I'm like, hechi tanisle. How did you learn this in the Mishnah? I'm like, ipcha. I learned it the other way around. In other words, Rav Shimon was the one who actually said that it's no good. Because it wasn't a question of who the halacha is like. The question is, what is the halacha? We see clearly from the Maisa, the story with Tuvia Roife, that you cannot testify together with your children. Let's hear it. Amar Tavi Berei Demari Tavi Amar Demar Tavi Amar Ukva Amar Shmuel Hilchasa Kirabi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and that means Rabbi Shimon says that you can not have a son and a father testify together. Even though the way that we have Reb Shimon seems to say that he's saying it is, but we are going to be mahapich Reb Shimon. The new Mishnah says, Elo hein apsulin, hamasachik bekuvya, someone that plays with dice.
There's an aleph that says that we change it to less or ain. Is that, that means we don't paskin like him? That little aleph after Shmuel.
Again, it's all just a question of
meaning what he holds. Meaning that, yeah, this is Ein Halakha Shimon, like the that he holds that it's mutter to.
Correct. Excellent, Yoni. Elena Psulin, a mesachek bekuvya, malviribis mafricha yoinim. Sach bekuvya, someone who plays with dice. Malviribis, someone who lends with interest. Mafricha yoinim is pigeon racing. Same thing as playing with dice, basically same idea. Soichrei shvias is someone who makes money off of shmita. You're not supposed to do that. Avadim and real slaves, not freed slaves, slaves. Zekah, kol edush ein ishik sheir lehem, afhein einim kshirim, but any edus that an isha is not going to be kosher for, these people are not going to work. So the Gemara, ha'isha kshirim lah, but if there's an edus that an isha is kosher for, afhein kshirim lah, are they also kosher? Amar av ashi zoysa ameris, that means to say, gazlin did divrehem, kshirim la edus isha, yes, gazlin did divrehem, someone who's only gazlin midrabanam, because these are not straight zelas. For example, if you play with dice, so it's a smach doloi kanya, but it's not like a real out-and-out, you know, thief. Therefore, he's going to be kosher for Edus Isha. Last Mishnah, and we finished the parak. Misha Roes Achoydesh, someone who sees the new moon. Ve'en yachol lahaloch, he can't go. Malichan Oisa al-Chamor will take him on a donkey, which is an Issa d'Rabbanon. Afamita will carry him even on a bed, which is an Issa d'Araisa. V'imtsoidalam, and if you're afraid that someone's going to ambush them, you're going to get attacked. Loikim biyadam maklis, they can take a line of defense. They can take weapons in order to ward off any type of attackers. V'im ha'isa derech rechayka, if it's far, loikim biyadam mezoinis, they can take food in their hands. Sha'am ha'alach layla v'yoy mechalanas ha'shabas. Because for a travel of a light, a night, and a day, you can be mechal Shabbos. V'yoy tzin leidus ha'chodesh. And go on Eidus ha'chodesh, because we want Eidus ha'chodesh to be on time. Sh'nemer elam odeh ha'shem ha'shetiku ha'isam b'moy adam. They should be at the right time. We have finished, my friends, the first perek of Rosh Hashanah. I want to give you a big mazel tov. And Beis Hashem, believe me, next week we'll start the second